and nothing was done. I'm also appalled to know that the minister broke his silence in Nassau. I really feel the minister should have come to Itmar Rock High School to bring some calm, to bring some peace in the school.
However, Garvey commended the Ministry of Education for contacting, or rather contracting, Dr. David Allen to conduct independent evaluations at the school. He also praised the Ministry of Education for providing further training for school guidance counselors in counseling psychotherapy. The training is expected to help counselors become more responsive to possible cases of psychosocial challenges and needs. However, Garvey says this should have been in place a long time ago.
That's 2009. Why wait so long to put these necessary things in place? They should have been in place a long time. What we have to do, we always have to hit a wall before we realize we buck up. Or we could go back and say what Mr. Pillen say, you got to get soaking wet to know it raining. You know, we wait so long, but you know, ain't no better time than the present. I think that the training that they're going to get, I think it's going to be something that is much needed. But in many instances, you have to take degrees and theory and put it on the side and deal with reality. Because you could have the theory and the degree, but when you can't relate and correspond with a child or a teacher, that's still a problem.
Meantime, an all-points bulletin has been issued for that teacher. He is 46-year-old Andre Burbal, a native of Trinidad and Tobago. He is wanted on charges of unnatural sexual intercourse. If you have any information on his whereabouts, you're asked to contact the nearest police station. Bethel now says they will try to ensure that teachers and students of T.G. Glover Primary School are in their new building, who on horse